One of Those Days. Episode 17. It was one of those berry days, and the sky was philosophizing. Down by the fireplug, the dog was singing a sea symphony by Vaughan Williams, a sound so oceanic only a poet could describe it. His master, Joey the First, was tugging on the leash, hungry to get home to philosophize with his wife about the collected poems of John Berryman. But, at home, Delicatessen Jill had fermented the berries into a suicidal wine for the Spiritually Dead Poets Society's annual orgy, and was busy cutting the umbilical cord between Freudian symbology and the lust for lasagna while arguing with a chicken about which came first, purple or red, said Delicatessen Jill. Red sunsets inspire purple prose. Joey the First fetched himself a spare tendon from his closet to make sure he wouldn't be hamstrung by the difficulty of this task, and ran down into the basement to invest colors with emotions. Soon, he was the first Joey ever to come up with an array of printer's inks that sent brilliant messages directly to the unconscious. Publishers the world over made millions, but shortly went bankrupt when they realized that the unconscious was too primitive to understand anything beyond the first three books that were printed in the primary colors of red, yellow, and blue. But Delicatessen Jill was rather pleased. She called all the neighbors, and they all rushed out, dressed up in bathing suits and fins, and blew up a giant rubber pontoon boat. In no time flat, they were philosophizing about the raft of problems the characters in Huckleberry Finn had got themselves into.
Funded by the National Endowment for the Arts, written and produced by Sean Connolly and XYZ Productions, Baltimore 21218.